Good afternoon. Steady rain in eastern New York and western New England is still building north with slight movement to the east. A zone of patchier rain in central New York will shift to eastern New York and western New England this afternoon and into the evening hours. A solid area of precipitation in western New York into the Ohio Valley and Great Lakes will arrive in eastern New York late this afternoon and evening and bring us a cold front as we work our way into the overnight hours. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, over the western United States, another low-pressure complex is organizing as Pacific moisture associated with an upper-level trough produces valley rain and mountain snow across many areas of the northern and central Rockies, as well as the Intermountain region this Saturday morning. More than a foot of snow can be expected over the higher elevations of the Colorado Rockies through this weekend before the system exits into the plains on Monday. It appears that wintry precipitation will expand across the central plains on Sunday ahead of the intensifying system. By Monday morning, a wide swath of snow is expected to impact areas from the central plains through the Midwest and lower Great Lakes, continuing across the central Appalachians into the northern mid-Atlantic. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high temperature of 87 degrees at Falcon Lake in Texas to a low temperature of negative 7 at Escort Station in Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, rain showers arriving in the afternoon, otherwise staying cloudy as highs reach into the mid to upper 50s. In Boston, rain showers falling heavy at times as highs reach into the upper 50s to near 60 degrees. And in Buffalo, rain transitions over to snow this afternoon as highs only reach towards the mid to upper 30s. The Albany, New York climate normals for today are a max temperature average high of 36 degrees, while the average low is 22. The record high was 63 degrees set back in 1901 and 1881, while the record low of negative 5 was set back in 1898. Today's sunrise was at 7:17 this morning, while the sun is set to set at 4:21 p.m. Total amount of daylight for today is 9 hours and 4 minutes, a difference of 34 seconds less than the amount of sunlight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts. For the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as for the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, we are looking at on and off rain showers for this afternoon as highs get up into the low 40s. For the night tonight, rain showers do continue as temperatures drop down towards the mid to upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, rain showers sticking around this afternoon, couple periods of no rain occurring as highs get near 50 degrees, and for the night tonight, that chance for rain sticks around until around midnight before becoming mostly cloudy. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, rain showers staying with us throughout the afternoon with some patchy fog. Highs do look to approach the mid to upper 40s. Heading into the night's night, rain showers do gradually transition over to snow showers after midnight as temperatures drop down to the low 30s and upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, rain showers falling heavy at times this afternoon as highs approach the mid 40s. For the night tonight, rain showers continuing, then turning to cloudy skies and breezy conditions, with winds between 17 to 22 miles an hour. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, rain showers staying with us on and off throughout the course of this afternoon as highs approach the mid to upper 40s. For the night tonight, rain showers continuing but gradually transitioning over to some snow showers in those higher elevations as temperatures drop down towards the mid to low 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, we are looking at that gradual transition from rain showers over to snow showers before the end of the day. We are going to be seeing temperatures staying in the low 40s, but it will be windy too, with sustained winds between 15 to 20 miles per hour, wind gusts getting as high as 43 miles per hour. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.